Ahem, ladies. It's time to call the meeting to order. Quiet down, please. The meeting is about to start. Will you shut up? Yes. Thank you. Please take your seats. I call this meeting to order. Now, I'll rise for Madam President, Mrs. Crabtree. Please be seated.
Thank you, Darlene. Now my gavel.
Oh, yes. Here you go, Madam President.
I open our weekly meeting of the fearfully eager Assassins of Relay.
The faith enduring acolytes of reliability.
Right. The faith enduring acolytes of reliability. Yes. First order of business.
I second the motion.
No one put a motion on the table, Nancy. Pull it together.
That's what I was saying. The first order of business is for approval of drafted letter addressed to Mayor Wilbur concerning the pronunciation of our club's acronym.
Maybe if the letters in our name didn't spell out.
And thus regaining the respect and admiration this great endeavor requires being a pillar of the community and all.
I didn't know the church group could hold a personhood.
We want these rubes to stop referring to us as the Fear Ladies and start using the acronym as it was intended. F-E-A-R. Letter by crumbly letter. Is that too much to ask?
No,
all those in favor?
That's quite enough, Darlene.
Sorry, Madam President.
You better be. All those in favor of posting the letter, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? This is going to be easier than pulling teeth.
Because you're a dentist and you like pulling teeth.
You don't need to explain my own joke to me, Darlene. I was the one who made it. Secretary Bonham, let the record show that on this day, the, what day is it again?
Tuesday, ma'am.
Tuesday the 7th. Yes, that sounds correct. Tuesday the 7th of January.
March, Madam President.
Tuesday the 7th of March. Let the record show that today, the frightfully brilliant Avatarasses of Reagan passed the motion to approve and send a letter to Mayor What's-His-Face. Meeting adjourned.
But what about my begonia presentation?
We'll have to wait until next time. Now dismiss and reconvene at the lake in 2 hours for the lunchtime sacrifice. Darlene?
Yes, ma'am. Millicent, do not forget to bring the little crackers it loves so much. Lana, you're on phlebotomy duty. Nancy, quit your blubbering. Now, we only have a few hours until school lets out and we have to be home before any of our children return. Please remember to store your soiled cloaks and bloodletting lancets in a secure location to be cleaned on laundry days and when you do the breakfast dishes. Do not let blood dry inside the little tubey thingy. I speak from experience when I say that it is a bugger.
Small Town Absurd is produced by Appleseed Special Reserve Media. Just Your Normal Everyday Church Lady, written by K.E. Struckley, edited by Joseph Shelton. Art and design by Shane Dick. Voice talents by Joseph Shelton, Shane Dick, and Phil McKay. Sound effects from Zapsplat.com and Freesound.org. Theme music is Oblivion by Jack Fluck over on Freesound.org.